the Lord. We're here in this class to talk about the authority of the believer. The believer being the believer in Jesus Christ. The authority being the authority that He has given you and me as children, as believers in Him, that we might go forth and do His work in the world. The authority that we have is the authority of Jesus Christ in us. When we are saved, He comes and dwells within us, He lives within us, and by His Spirit He fills us, and by His Spirit He gives us His mind, He transforms us to be as He, and He makes us to have that love of Him. And He fills us with the power from on high by His Spirit that we may go forth and do things the same as Him. That's what I'm here to talk about. It's a sad thing in our church today that there are many people who have been saved, who have indeed received Jesus Christ to live within them, but who do not take the authority which He has given us very gracefully. He didn't have to give it. And He has given that authority to us that we can in fact walk as He walked, that we can be another Jesus here on this earth. Not really Jesus, of course, but Jesus in us to be shown through us. That we will become less and He will become more, as John the Baptist said. And so Jesus has given us what we might call a delegated power. It's something which has been delegated. It has come from the Father, by the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit, to you and me, that we can indeed do His work. That His kingdom will be spread on this earth, and people will come into the knowledge of Him, and people will come into the understanding of the Word of God, and people will indeed go to others and give them that truth. And so Jesus has given us this delegated power, and not only that, He has commanded us. He's commanded you and me to walk in that power. The truth of the gospel, really, the power that is in the gospel, the power that is in the Word of God, the power that is in the name of Jesus, the power that can only be operated as you walk in faith. In doing that, He wasn't coming to give us something to enjoy in heaven. He came that we would have something that we could use now on earth. And to me, this is one of the sad things that many, many Christians do not walk in that authority. They do not walk in it even though they know it. Many people know it and don't walk in it. And yet God has it there for you and me, not to make you and me great, but to make Him glorified. You saw in those scriptures that it is to make the Father glorified. It is to bring glory to the Father through the Son. As the Son has given the authority to you and me to walk, as He and the Father have promised and have done the sending of the Holy Spirit to dwell with us, to abide in us, and to bring power from heaven to us, then that authority which was vested in Jesus and transferred to you and me, a delegated authority, that authority is to be used. And indeed, He has commanded it. And I trust that in these coming sessions, we will come to that understanding. Now, I want you to know right at the beginning, this is not something that you can come to by intellectualizing it. You cannot get it through the mind. You have to get this in the heart. You see, this is a heart issue, not a head issue. And most people, that's where they struggle. They try to make it a head issue. And all the time Jesus is trying to tell us it's not that, it's a heart issue. If you remember the father who came with his demonized son, the demon throwing his son into the water and the fire trying to kill him, he came first to the disciples and they could not deliver him. Then the father in desperation came to Jesus, who had separated himself. He came to him and pleaded with him to set his son free. Jesus had a little dialogue with him. We'll talk more about it later in the course. And then as the crowd saw the son and the father with Jesus, they came running and Jesus simply cast that demon out of that boy. The disciples came to Jesus afterwards and said, Why couldn't we do it? Isn't that on your lips, my lips? Why couldn't we do it? Jesus made some wonderful statements as you pull the three accounts in Matthew, Mark, and Luke together. He said these things. He said, because of your puny faith. The word that's used in Greek is only used once, and it's used there, and it means puny faith. Not just little faith, as it is translated, but it's actually less than little. It's little of little. Puny faith is what Jesus said. He went on to say, as they talked about this, and he talked about moving mountains by faith, he said, this type cometh out only by much prayer and fasting. Oftentimes people confuse that, thinking it's the demon that is brought out only by prayer and fasting. No, the demon doesn't come out with prayer and fasting. It is our unbelief that comes out with much prayer and fasting. It is only with prayer and fasting that we can in fact get free from this unbelief. As we seek God, as we seek Jesus Christ, as we seek the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us in all things of truth, as we do that, then we are set free. And then that faith that is already put within us can be activated. Hallelujah.